Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We are your hosts, Joan and
Stephanie.
And we want to make sure you're treating not just your face, but most importantly, yourself right.
I hope you're excited about today's episode, because we'll be talking all about how to deal with skin trouble.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
If there's anything skincare related that you want us to discuss in future episodes, please let us know on our socials at The Dive Studios.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And please leave us on Apple Podcasts a 5-star rating so more people can find out about the show and learn about skincare with us.
Okay, you know, from time to time, we break out.
Yes.
Our face doesn't like us sometimes. I definitely get that. And you know, nobody has perfect skin 24/7, and things like stress, the environment, weather, or even PMSing, your skin sometimes gets a little bit out of control.
Right, of course. And I mentioned, I believe, a few episodes ago, again, if you haven't listened to it, check it out. I had adult acne. Mm-hmm. And my face was full of cystic acne, acne scars, redness, pizza face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's how I got into skincare, because I wanted to do something about it. I wanted to cure it and heal the redness and clear up my skin. And so luckily I was in Korea when it started to get even worse, because in Korea, there's just so many different brands and products that you could check out.
Yes. But as you know, just because you have blemishes or acne doesn't make you less of a beautiful person.
Yes.
But it can definitely take a toll on your confidence.
For sure. I couldn't look at people in the eye when I had conversations, because I was so insecure about my pimples.
Yeah.
And so I know how it feels like if there's cystic acne, because you really can't do much about it. Because if you pop it more, it grows, it spreads, and it just does not look pretty. And so yes, in today's episode, we will be talking about acne. But let's talk about the types of acne to get us started. What might be causing it, how to treat it, and so on.
Well, let's start off. Here are some common types of acne as listed by goodrx.com. Whiteheads.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we're very familiar with those.
Yeah.
They're probably most common ones.
Do you go in? You go into the skincare clinic often, right?
I do, yeah. Now I started going once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love when they pop my pimples.
They always have something to pop, right? Even though you can't see it. I always go in so confidently, thinking I'm having a good skincare day. I probably don't have anything to extract. And then boom, 50.
They find something.
Yeah, they
I love it.
Under that ring light,
yes,
it's game over. It is.
She comes with her little Q-tips and she's just like, oh, and I'm like, yes.
It hurts so much.
Hurt
but
me.
It's very satisfying. Hurt you. No, but usually it's the whiteheads.
Yes.
That you can't see. And yeah.
Let's see. What are whiteheads? Also known as closed comedones.
Yes.
Happen when pores are clogged all the way through. The length of the pore and the head of the pore are closed, creating a little white bump on top of the skin. It's important to note that whiteheads can't be removed or fixed by squeezing them. So don't try to pop them on your own. Otherwise, you may end up with scarring. That's very, very difficult. Because I love popping them.
Oh my gosh, I can't pop it. I learned the hard way, because when I used to have a lot of acne, especially when they turn into zits, mm-hmm. I would think, oh, super poppable and there won't be any problem. But I'm not going to get to the deep root yes. of the pimple. So it actually… bacteria gets into it.
Yes.
And it
you
makes
can't get
it worse.
All the way out. Uh-huh, yeah.
Right. So I don't recommend popping your own pimples, Stephanie. Don't listen to her. No, it's so… Like,
you're not supposed… And I know that. And yeah. I try not to.
But it's fun for you.
I feel like everybody has that like temptation
uh-huh.
to be like, let's see what's in here.
Right.
It's no, just so
I know what
satisfying.
You mean. But also, I'm so thankful that they have those pimple stickers in Korea. You could go inside an Olive Young and there's like a wall of different brands of pimple patches. Because once you stick that on, you just kind of don't touch it. You forget
yeah,
about it.
You don't
it,
touch
right?
it. And also… Yeah, you don't pop it. And people can't see it that well.
Yeah.
It's kind of hidden, which I
love those. Mm-hmm. Very life-changing. I used to go through so many of those when I had a lot of pimples. And yeah, I could go on and on about acne topics actually because it took me 3-4 years to get my skin to look the way it is now.
It looks really good.
I used to not leave the house for grocery shopping without makeup on because I was so insecure. And so for those who are listening today who are struggling with this… I feel you, but this is one of those things and problems that get better over time.
Yeah.
Don't
you can learn about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And no product out there is going to promise… I mean, they will promise immediate results, but that's usually not the case. It's all about slowly but surely mm-hmm. removing that. Like,
yes. It takes time.
Yes.
And I feel like that sometimes people want a solution right away and… Just get it off.
Yeah.
But you say it just takes time to mm-hmm. get to know your skin, what you need, what your face needs.
Right. Yeah. So another type is blackheads. So unlike uh-huh. whiteheads, blackheads look black on the skin surface. You'll usually see these around your nose area. Do you get blackheads around
yes.
there? And they are known as open comedones because the head of the pore remains open while the rest of the pore is clogged. Blackheads can be removed by squeezing, although that's not recommended because it can cause scarring.
I don't squeeze blackheads. They're too yeah. painful, especially yeah. on the nose. But
I feel like it gets worse. Like the pimple will grow if you touch them.
Yes.
Do you do those pore masks around your nose?
Yeah, like
really?
I told you in the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Or the ones that mm-hmm. that pull it out.
Yeah.
Or at the skin clinic, they have like this little suction tool.
Uh-huh.
Have you tried
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
like
I have.
Suction it mm-hmm. out and then my nose first looks like a little strawberry.
Yeah.
Little holes.
Oh my
in
gosh,
it.
Yeah, it does. And then a common way dermatologists remove it is with Q-tips. With mm-hmm. Q-tips.
And that hurts.
Yes,
but
it does. It really hurts.
Yeah. It's just so… I love going to the dermatologist with my boyfriend. And then I
fiance.
Just… Fiancé. I know if
how
I will
many,
get through
is it
one
every,
episode.
Every episode you call him your boyfriend.
Oh my god.
This guy, no.
I'll take off the ring.
I should be like, what about your fiance next time you do that?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I love going to the dermatologist with my fiance.
Okay.
And then I love watching him getting his pimples and blackheads extracted.
Yeah.
I always ask if I can work here.
Really? Just
and
to extract
And the lady's
it?
Like, you have to go to like the school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how? Where do I go? Because my boyfriend says, he's like, you can only pop my pimples if you're a dermatologist. And now I low-key want to just go to school.
just
to learn how to properly do it so I can pop his stuff.
His stuff.
Sounds so bad.
No, for sure. And then my least favorite from this list are cysts. Cystic acne. It's the most severe form of acne and is also the result of an infection deep within the skin. These are large, red. You can't cover these up. They're painful and filled with pus.
Do you watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
No, I don't, because it brings back old memories. No, but okay, for cystic acne, have you had them before?
No.
Oh, you
haven't? I haven't had like severe, like cysts. I haven't.
Uh-huh.
I've had like pimples and stuff, but never like… Or I guess it could be considered like one that's like really stubborn and just there. I've had like one or two of those for sure.
Those are super painful.
Yes.
And I once popped it by myself and it made it worse. So that was my lesson there. Never pop your own pimple. That was like 7 years ago. Don't get too excited. I don't do this. Then I went to a dermatologist to do something about it. And in Korea, they
put the shot in.
Yeah, I hate those.
They're so painful.
They're so bad for your skin. It's they're steroids.
It's a steroid shot.
Freeze your acne, like cystic acne, and then it gets flat. But later, it's actually bad for your skin. So every time I go to a dermatologist, if they're like, "Oh, do you want a shot?" I say, "No, just pop it for me. Like, I don't want to disturb
it." It's a quick fix. I only do it if I have like a shoot coming up. Like in the next day or two. And I'm like, I need to get rid of this.
And it's like manon. It's $10, I think, to get one of those shots.
It's pretty,
very affordable in Korea.
Well, one thing I actually struggle with… I don't know the medical term of it. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's called strawberry skin.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have it on their thighs, legs, or on the back of their arms. Those little red bumps.
Right.
And it's really annoying.
Yeah, I used to have those too. You know how I got rid of it?
What? Because I just started like trying away. No, I've always had it.
Deep cleansing.
Yes.
But also moisturizing.
Exactly.
Moisture is key for removing it. And so it's gone now.
Oh, I have it really bad on my thighs actually, and my legs after I shave.
Mm.
It's like ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
But there's mostly bacteria also kind of clogged in there. So I started using face wash on my legs.
On your legs.
And it's been like a week now and it gotten less. And then I use face wash on my legs. And then I use a sugar scrub, which, you know, get kind of like the dirt and the dead skin off.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, out of the shower, I use shea butter.
Oh, yeah.
Just
very
pure shea butter. And my fiance already asked me if I'm a salesperson for shea butter, because I keep like promoting it in our house, how awesome shea butter is.
You promote it in your house for your fiance and
I'm
your
like,
dog?
Yes. I'm like, have you tried the shea butter? And he's like, please stop. I'm like, can I put it on you? And he's like, please stop talking about shea butter. But it's so awesome. It's so addicting. And I just smear it all over. And it's actually gotten better on my legs. It's
that's good.
You know, in summer, it gets worse in winter when I wear tight clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the nebok, what's it called? Long johns?
Yes.
In English?
Pajamas. But like the
underneath
ones that
long
tight
underwear in winter. It gets worse.
Oh, okay.
And in summer, it's not pretty. I feel actually really insecure about that.
Oh, okay.
So I've been trying to get ready for summer. And finally… Have you like waxed your legs before?
Yes.
Sugaring.
I live by sugaring. That could be an episode one day. We could talk about it. Yeah. Hair removal in general.
Hair removal.
It's
fun. Oh my God. I tried waxing once and it made my legs even worse.
I recommend sugaring. And we'll get to that in a future episode. It's very great. I love how my hair doesn't grow as thick anymore.
Oh,
very smooth. I need to go in soon.
Oh, you're still soft.
Yes. I'm soft. All right, so let's talk about what are the main reasons why acne exists.
There's many.
Yes.
And finding the right one is very important. Number one, excess oil. Sebum.
Mm-hmm.
Excess oil production. Hair follicles clogged by oil and dead skin cells. Bacteria, inflammation are the four main reasons that causes acne. And the following reasons trigger or worsen acne.
Mm-hmm. So also hormonal changes. Do you ever get more breakouts when you're about to be on your period?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. That's when I break out now. I don't break out often, but sometimes I will get an occasional breakout here and there when it's that time of the month.
It really, it does affect my skin too.
Yes.
I'm like, so, it's about that time.
Yeah. So hormones that increase in boys and girls during puberty and cause the sebaceous glands to enlarge and make more sebum. Hormone changes during midlife, particularly in women, can lead to breakouts too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And certain medications, example includes drugs containing corticosteroids, testosterone or lithium. Actually, when I changed my birth control pill, it made me break out a lot too.
Oh, really?
That can really affect, no, not only your breakouts, because some, I remember in high school, many girls started taking birth control because it does help acne. But for me, the exact opposite.
Oh.
And I got a lot of pimples all of a sudden. And
but there are different types of pills that help with acne, though,
right? Exactly. So I had to like took a while to find the one that works for me.
Yeah.
Because I tried another one and then it made me super emotional and I would just cry all the time for no reason.
Oh,
it's tough, man.
Yeah. Yes. Diet. We talked about this in episode 2 or 3, I believe, where when I was in college, I gained this weight of 17 pounds and I would eat super unhealthy. Healthy diet reflects on your skin. And so if you eat unhealthy and eat a lot of processed foods and dairy, it will probably break you out. So diet is very important.
It is. Sorry, I had to think about the photo that you sent of
Which one?
Winning the food contest thing or eating the…
The ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I just had to think about that.
You know, when I found it, I was like, oh yeah, I found it. This will be great for the podcast. And then I was like, oh, I don't know I don't know if I want the world to see it.
It's so cute.
But yes, and another popular reason why there's acne is because of stress.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
that's definitely… I'm like, important shoot coming up. And then my face like, let's break out right now.
Yeah. And the worst is… You know how they say you should stress less for your skin? But when you get a breakout, you start stressing out even more because of that
cycle
breakout.
Right. Of stress and pimples.
And so those are some reasons why we get acne.
Since you said you did have your fair experience with acne, what treatments do you recommend? What popular treatments are there that you found that really help?
Right. One of the biggest things for me was having a skincare routine. Mm-hmm. Because back in the States, I was so unfamiliar with the 10-step skincare routine and how there's such thing as a double cleanse here in Korea.
Yes.
So I think once I incorporated the double cleanse, my skin started to get better. And so having a good home care definitely helps.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I do like to go into the skincare clinic to get my extractions. Sometimes I go in for a laser. It's a lot of work, but you'll be satisfied once you see the results. But yeah, that's how I got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some popular Korean acne treatments. One is laser treatment. And it's not the first option for acne treatment because it can be pricey. However, laser treatments show the best improvements. It heats, destroys the under layer of skin, which actually eliminates the cause of acne temporarily. Also, laser treatment is also highly effective in treating acne scars.
Yeah.
And so, personally, I like lasers to fade acne scars, not to treat the acne.
Yeah, I've actually done laser treatment a while, not too long ago.
Oh, really?
And actually, I was terrified at first, and it smelled like samgyeopsal, and they were doing it like Korean barbecue. Yeah, because I feel like it also burns off like the fine hairs on your skin. So it smells like you're at a Korean barbecue restaurant a little bit, like honestly.
Yeah.
Just like grilling meat, and I'm like, yummy. But I did like it. Because I did have like a few scars and I did have a few popped blood vessels, like really small ones. And he was just like, zap, zap, gone. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
How often do you do it usually?
Lasers, I don't do often anymore. Mm-hmm. Actually, I never really did it as often as I wanted to back then. But I, you know, it is very pricey. Mm-hmm. But I think in 1 year, I like to go in 2 or 3 times maybe for to help with the scars mainly. But yeah, there are other ways you can treat acne. In Korea, you can take pills and apply ointment. This is a very basic way to treat it. And most dermatologists suggest this.
Yes. Mm. Actually, my roommate in LA, she did have adult hormonal acne.
Mm-hmm.
And she started taking pills and it cleared it up.
Yeah.
She had like, you know, especially it's on your jawline mm-hmm. and your chin.
So
almost
painful.
Like your beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she started taking pills from a dermatologist that he recommended. And now it's gone.
Mm.
It's gone. And I thought that's so awesome that it actually really, really helped her.
Right. A lot of my friends here tried Accutane.
Mm-hmm.
Rural Accutane is also very popular. And then antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So there are definitely great ways to treat it here.
Extruding acne by oneself should be avoided. This is mostly because of hygiene issues. The acne extrusion process is essentially accompanied by wounds and the skin gets vulnerable. Bacterial infiltration. Extruding acne from dermatologists is safer but still may cause pigmentation. Therefore, acne extrusion should be an incidental treatment accompanied with other treatments.
Mm.
Getting that shit popped.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to read the last one because I just talked a lot of…
Mm-hmm.
I talked down on this one, actually. It's the inflammatory injection. Acne is basically one type of inflammation, which is why inflammatory injection is another way to treat acne. Steroids such as edit the word in here.
Triamcinolone.
Are injected.
Just PD reading it over your voice.
Yes. Are injected into the lesion to relieve inflammation. This is a steroid. And so I personally don't want to depend my skin with these shots because my skin is used to this, it's just going to want it even more and more. And when I had really bad acne, I actually went into the clinic and of course they did some extraction, but there was a day where they injected, I think 25 of this on my face. And I, you know, back then I thought this was going to be helpful.
Many?
Yeah. And this was a bad dermatology just experience personally because after that, of course, the next day my skin calmed down, but weeks later it started… You could see it again in the same spots.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend these shots. But again, if you have an important shoot coming up and you just need an emergency, I have a lot of friends who do go in. They pay Manon to get the shot. And then, you know, it removes
it's like,
it.
Like it's the day before your wedding. And
right.
You have a giant pimple.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need something now. Like that's but you shouldn't rely on it.
Yes.
You know, and they hurt.
They hurt so much. Yes. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So… This was on the list, but I don't recommend it. But if it's a must, like maybe you could check it out.
You know, we just talked about there's many possible reasons for acne and many treatment possibilities. Mm-hmm. But in the end of the day, I think it's important to just kind of see what works for you or try different things.
Yes.
You know, I'm very happy that you found your way out of acne.
It took time, but you are your own skin expert. You know what products are going to work for you. You know what treatments are going to work for you. Even though there will be some trials and errors on the way, it takes time. Again, acne is not something that will disappear overnight.
You can do it. We believe in you.
You can do it. All right, so we asked you guys for any burning questions you may have on Discord. So let's start with the first. I don't know how you guys come up with these usernames. but the first question is, what products are a must-have for someone with no prior experience? Absolutely zero experience.
Poof.
A must-have. Are there any like holy grail items that you kind of… cling on to whenever you have breakouts or in general, skincare?
Well, general and skincare, if you're just starting, I would just recommend getting a… First, figure out kind of what your skin type is. Mm. Try, do you have combination skin, dry skin, oily skin? And then find a cleanser.
I think
even if you just have a cleanser and a good moisturizer, if that's the only two things you do, I think that's in the beginning is already a good first step. And then you can build it up from there.
Mm.
Maybe throw on a sunscreen.
Yes, maybe you have to throw on a sunscreen. I honestly can never answer these questions of what products are a must-have. Like, I can't pick one, but I think what you said, a cleanser, a moisturizer, SPF, those are the three main things that you need in a basic skincare routine. And once you master that, you can add in a serum, an ampoule, a sheet mask, or, you know,
some eye cream, like whatever
emulsion.
Kaya asked, why is wearing no makeup sometimes considered unprofessional in the workplace?
Is it?
I was going to say same thing. Is it really?
That is rude. That is not unprofessional.
Is it? PD-nim?
I think some people might get called out at the workplace for looking bad, like messy. Mm-hmm. And it turns out like, oh, they're just not wearing makeup.
Oh, really?
Like, they won't know that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the difference is. But they'll be like, couldn't you have put effort into your appearance? Like, type thing. And it turns out it's like, I'm not wearing makeup.
That is offensive.
I think that's crazy. It hasn't happened to me, but I can imagine it might have for some people.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, if you want to do the minimum makeup, maybe just throw on a… under eye concealer so you look less tired.
I think that's the minimum. The cheat code is having a pop of lip color. Then it'll look like you have it together.
Yeah.
You don't need anything
concealer,
else,
mascara.
Look.
I feel like and lip, you golden.
Yes.
But the answer is it's not unprofessional.
I don't think it's unprofessional.
Yeah, it's not.
Man, then I'm super unprofessional.
I know. I'm thinking about all the times I didn't wear makeup to a meeting.
Yeah.
It's not unprofessional.
Yeah.
All right, Gio asks, what kind of lipstick stays on the longest? Lip gloss, tint, satin, etc. What is it? What about you? Do you have a preference?
I like lip tint.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do the full lip liner, lipstick thing, but I think that
Did you have a Kylie kit? Kylie Jenner lip kit?
I haven't.
I've never tried it too.
But I just like, even though, like just like a little bit of color, nothing too crazy. But luckily, because right now we're all wearing masks, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Actually, I just wear lip balm because I want to keep my lips moisturized under the mask. But personally for me, I really like matte lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
They just tend to stay longest for my lips, but it's not the case for everyone. Everyone has different lips. Kind of like skin. Everyone has a different skin type. Everyone has different preferences. Yes, exactly. All right. So that's going to wrap up today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you wish to stay tuned and updated on the show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios.
Full episodes are on youtube.com/divepods.
Also, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from The Dive Studios Network. Ad-free listening.
And once again, please subscribe and review this podcast.
With five stars.
Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye stars.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing?
They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.